Hey, Pete. How you doing? It's Karen Curry again.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Pete.
Hey, guys. You guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
So I guess you just can't get away from the Patriots, even though you're out of the division.
I guess not.
What does this Patriots team look like compared to the ones that you've been used to seeing with the Jets the last couple of years?
Well, defensively, they look pretty similar. They're playing very well, which I'm used to seeing on film. Teams are having a tough time scoring points. Certainly scoring as many points as their offense has proven impossible to this point, right?
Pete, how's the transition been to Washington?
I couldn't have asked for things to go any better than they have. I was able to find a place to live within a week of the trade. My family moved down. My kids are enrolled in school. So it's been great for me from a personal standpoint. And the fact that we've been able to win a few games here and play decent football has been good as well.
So you're no more commuting, right? Everybody's
no,
all together?
Yeah, no. I finally get to be a full-time father and football player at the same time. It's been a while.
Were you disappointed the way it ended in New York? I know you sort of had a hand in getting yourself out of there, but that got kind of messy at times.
Yeah, it was not how I'll choose to look back on my time there. Certainly I won't dwell on how it ended. I was a little surprised that the ball got rolling the way it did, but once it got rolling, I think that the way it ultimately was going to end, similar to the way that it did.
Take any satisfaction in the fact that you're 4-2 and they're 1-6?
I just enjoy being 4-2 at this point. The fact that the Jets are 1-6 doesn't do anything for me. I still feel close to a lot of guys in that locker room, and I wish them well every week.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Are you surprised at all of how the bad blood between the Jets and the Patriots has escalated?
I'm not really aware too much of it now that I'm not there anymore, obviously. Like anybody who even remotely follows the game, I heard about Spygate, but as far as what went on beyond that, I don't really know.
Hey, Pete, Richard Seymour practiced today for the first time, which means there's a possibility that he could play this weekend. Can you sort of talk about what sort of challenges that presents for your defense if he does return?
For our offense?
Oh, offense, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, Richard's been all-pro how many times, and deservingly so. So anytime you get an all-pro caliber player back, it's a challenge for any offense. You know, Richard's a unique guy to be as tall and as long-armed as he is, and also to be as athletic and heavy and strong, and he's the total package.
How going up against him in the past? What's that been like for you?
It makes for some long days, that's for sure.
And are you guys practicing in preparation, assuming that he is going to be in there?
I wish we had more time. I could tell you everything we're doing in practice, but time's limited. I guess I can't really discuss much about that.
Okay, thank you.
How, you know, the Patriots have been sailing along here offensively pretty good. At times you guys have struggled to put points on the board, especially in the second half. Can you put your finger on what's, you know, what the problem has been offensively at times this year for you guys?
I don't know. Ultimately it just comes down to execution. You can talk about any number of factors, and we've had some injuries, and you know, we've had some bad things happen to us. But ultimately, it just comes down to the fact that other teams have executed better than us in the second half in a couple of our games.
You've had some injuries on the offensive line. How much has that affected the offense as a whole?
Well, I'm not really sure how much has been pulled back, because I don't know what the plan was before. I just sort of got there myself. But anytime, just generally speaking, anytime you have injuries to any group, but particularly one like the offensive line that relies so much on chemistry and on spoken communication, it definitely makes it a tougher task.
The coaches this week, Joe came out and said he kind of regretted not being a little bit more Well, he said he was too conservative in the second half last week. What was your take on him publicly sort of blaming himself for that?
Well, I mean, that's the type of guy that that coach is. He's won 3 Super Bowls. He's already in the Hall of Fame. It'd be quite easy for him just to sit and say nothing. And he probably would have been right to do nothing, because I don't think that it's fair to blame the coaches for what's happened. But I think that was an effort by Coach, certainly appreciated by me and the other guys, to try to deflect some of the criticism from us.
Was your heart in your throat last week with Neil Rackers lining up for that field goal?
Yeah, I mean, it was certainly disappointing that it even got to that, considering where we were with, I don't know, 4 or 5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. But, you know, in this game, teams come back all the time. It seems to be like, I guess, NBA basketball, or at least how it used to be. It always seems to come down to the last 2 minutes, and they always seem to take about 40 minutes to go.
Keeping an eye on your alma mater?
I have been trying to keep an eye on the Eagles. It's, they're playing not too far from here tomorrow night. Unfortunately, not close enough, but should be a good game tomorrow night.
What, you know, in the past, I know you played the Patriots when they didn't have, you know, when they had Seymour in the line, but what's the toughest thing about playing the Patriots defense?
But it's really, they're a difficult group to even prepare for, because so many of their guys are so versatile. They can give you so many different looks up front, and they can give you the same looks with different personnel, with different personnel, so... Just from an X and O standpoint, you're not really sure what you're going to get. And, of course, their players are really good players as well. So when you couple good scheme with intelligent players who are interchangeable and also very good at what they do, I think you see the result, which is, you know, they make it hard on offense.
At this point in your career, when you started your career, did you think you'd be moving around as much as you have? And is that going to be a negative that you look back on in your career, or are you okay with, you know, going to multiple places?
I'm fine with how it played out. When I started my career, I had hoped to finish it in Seattle. I think every player, for the most part, starts their career with the idea or the hope that they're able to stay in one place for however long they're able to play. But in this day and age, it's not that common for a player to play, this is like 12 years now, to play 12 years with one team. Some guys do. Usually they're the exceptional guys of more of the journeyman type at this point. So it doesn't surprise me at all that I've had to move around a little bit. I'm just going to keep playing as long as I can. If that means another stop, then so be it.
Hey, Pete, your coach earlier in the week called you guys probably the biggest underdog in the history of sport against the Patriots. Tom Brady said he was blowing smoke. Was he blowing smoke?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, that's a big statement now in the history of sport. That goes back a few years, right?
So, yeah.
So, you know, to be honest, I don't worry about what the point spread is or what the line is. It's just, that's a distraction. There's nothing that we can do to control that. Unless, of course, we wanted to put a whole bunch of money on ourselves and then we could affect the line. But something tells me Commissioner Goodell would not look upon that approvingly.
Will you be paying attention to the World Series at all?
I will be. Yeah, I'm looking forward to tonight.
What's your pick?
Yeah, I don't know, Karen. I'm going to take the Sox. I don't know if it'll be. I want to say 6.
All right.
Is that diplomatic enough?
No, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
The line is 5 games, Pete.
Again, I told you I don't get too worried. Even though I'm a BC guy, I don't worry about those lines.
Hey, you and Todd Collins, a local guy, have you talked about what it's like living up here?
I haven't had a chance to talk with Todd about you coming back home. I'm not sure exactly how many times he's done it, but I believe it's his 13th year, so I'm sure it's not his first.
Does it mean anything? I mean, to you, you've been back here so many times. Does it, you know, does the thrill or anything gone out of playing up
all
here?
It means is my paycheck's going to be lighter for all the ticket requests. That's about it at this point.
You guys feeling good about where you are this
year?
I'm,
I would say so. We're in a very competitive division at this point. Not sure if there are any other divisions in football where a four-win team would be in third place. But that's where we are. But we're alive, and we're two games over 500, all that stuff you want to say. Whatever 4-2 is, that's all those things apply. So, yeah, it's an exciting time at this point just to know that we've got 10 games left here in the schedule, and everything that we had hoped to accomplish is still out there for us.
Is it daunting in any way to see how the Patriots are dismantling people week by week?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
Is it daunting in any way to see how the Patriots are dismantling teams week by week? Some teams that you've, you know, faced, Dallas, who, you know, is a good team?
No, I wouldn't say it's daunting. I certainly think that it's impressive how they play. Again, I haven't seen their offense. I'm aware of you know, some of the statistics. I don't know that Tom's thrown 300 touchdown passes on a pace, but I think it's 27. I'm kidding, but that's the stuff that you can't miss. And I know that their offense is playing at an extremely high level, but that group defensively just reminds me of the group that I've been looking at for the last 3 or 4 years, and that's just to me, it's one of the best defenses in football and has been since I started looking at them 3-4 years ago.
I guess, what does it take to beat the Patriots? What do you need to do?
You can't make mistakes. You can't make too many mistakes. You hate to say you have to go play perfect, but you certainly have to limit your mistakes. You have to play smart, and you have to take advantage of any opportunities that they may give you.
Pete, for you personally, is it a little bit different this year? Last year you were sort of in between the two rookies, Ferguson and Mangold. Now, you correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this is a more veteran offensive line that you're with. Is your role in terms of, you know, being the veteran guy changed a little bit in that regard?
Yeah, it's very much different than what I was, the position that I was in last year. J.C. Robach, our center, is a guy who's been in this system now. I think it's his third year in the system. I believe it's his seventh or eighth year in the league. So, he's been through it all. He's a proven veteran, and Chris Samuels is our left tackle. Chris is a Pro Bowl player. He's been to 2 or 3 Pro Bowls. And again, I believe this is his eighth year. So they've seen a lot of the things that Nick and DeBrickashaw hadn't seen by the virtue of the fact that they were rookies last year. So my job is basically just to go in and play as well as I can. I don't really have to serve any other role.
Good. Hey, Pete, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, Pete.